Great.
Welcome back, everybody, and this should be the aforementioned kid, Chris. Let's see. We'll put it on speaker. Hello.
Is this Stoner Jesus?
Indeed it is. This kid, Chris?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Awesome. We're doing great, man. We're on Gas House Radio and Spreaker and all that stuff, and a lot of people are stoked to hear you on the show, and we're honored to have you.
Oh, is it on now?
Yeah, we're live, man. Oh, no, you're right on time. We were just playing some old stuff you sent in to Howard Stern and entertaining the people until you called in.
Oh, what did you play?
We played the Ode to Robin, Black Titties, and then we just played the you using the clips of Gary the Retard to call Melrose Larry Green and Gary the Retard.
I've heard that in ages. I don't even know if I have that.
It would all be on podcast if you want to get it right after the show. First of all, I want to thank you for calling in, and what could possibly be, for people who don't know, your last interview, because many may not know that tomorrow you may be getting pummeled by a rather large, mentally challenged gentleman. What's going on there?
Well, I don't think he's challenged. I think he's I think he's a brilliant man, but some may call him a slow adult. I like him. He's a good dude.
You don't fear for your life or anything like that? Well, that's good. We heard you...
It'll be fun. What he's talking about is... it's late. What is his name? It's...
Johnny Five?
Yeah. Because you're here in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, I'm right across the river.
Okay, so you're in... what is that, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on...
Unfortunately.
I'm in a hotel. I'm laying in a bed.
I am, yeah. That's a character, like an internet character I created about 11 years ago, and we've been doing podcasting for about 6 years, and pretty regular now for about 2 years.
Yeah, so you do a show every, Thursday?
We do four nights a week now, actually. We're on Gas House tonight, as we usually are on Thursday, which is a Philly-based internet radio station.
Oh, okay. And how'd you get wrapped up with them?
I think they contacted me on Twitter. Most things I do go through Twitter, that's where I usually am. But they just happen to be in Philadelphia, and we've been with them about over a year now, simulcasting on there, and it's been great.
Yeah, now, do you have a regular job?
Yeah, I'm a writer. I write for the 420times.com and for drugpossessionlaws.com, cannabis activist stuff, things like that.
Oh, that's your gig?
Yeah.
I've never smoked pot before.
Yeah, I've heard you say that on the show. You never smoked pot. Is it something you never got into, or?
No, I just never did. My friends did. I just never thought to do it. You know, it's funny because I always thought that like my friends would blow all their dough on it, and I always thought it was a waste of money. But I would think now if I were to do it, I would get it for free from it, you know, because it's everywhere. I'd probably get hooked on it and end up doing heroin or something.
Well, I mean, it's definitely not for everybody. But,
how old are you, can I ask?
Yeah, I'm 33.
Okay, so do you have a family?
Yeah.
All right, so do you smoke pot in the house?
No.
You go in the garage or something?
No, I do everything in my studio, which is like around the corner at a different location.
Yeah. Okay, and then, so you work from home for your gig? Does your wife work?
No, it's me. I do the internet all day and write and things of that stuff. I've written in magazines as well.
Oh, man, that's a cool gig.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to get to this point. I wrote for a lot of years. It wasn't until I started writing about weed, actually, that I started making any money at it.
Yeah,
people love weed.
Yeah, I know.
We just heard you on...
everything in my life, that's why I was watching. You know, of course, if everybody loves it, that's why I don't do it.
Well, there you go. As I mentioned, we just heard you on Howard Stern. You pretty much got your start as far as fame goes with contributing stuff to people like Howard Stern. Why did you start doing that? What made you start doing that? What made you want to send stuff to him and think you'd get it on the air?
Well, I mean, I didn't know it was going to get on the air. I met Casey out at a comedy club one night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I started telling him about bits and stuff. So then when, it was like on a weekend or something, on like that following week, I just started emailing him bits. And I was in California at the time, and my phone started ringing at like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a guy running the board for the Stern Show, and they were just playing all my shit, and it was a freaky day.
Wow.
And then that was it.
Hell yeah, that's where a lot of people first heard you. That's where I first heard you. And then I found out you were on radio and other places. Then I found out you were coming to Cincinnati, and that was pretty awesome because radio around here is not good. Stern went off the air in like 05, and it's been pretty bad ever since.
I know when we were coming here, I knew it was the station just because of the radio business,
Yeah.
But I'm sure everybody, I was just as shocked I was coming here as everybody else.
But why'd you get into radio in the first place? It seems like a pretty tough business.
Yeah, if I knew it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have got it.
What would you be doing if you weren't on the radio?
I don't know. The only thing I've ever really done, I worked at a grocery store. That was it. And who knows, I could end up going back. I love that job.
Well, you never know. You always got to have something to fall back on.
In a second, that was so awesome. I may write for an anti-pop magazine.
There you go.
Now, do you do the show with anybody else?
Usually there's another guy here who does St. Peter, but he's not here because it's very distracting to have all that going on when I do interviews. So it's mostly me.
Did you smoke pot during the show ever?
Well, I plead the fifth on that. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Due to the state I live in.
Does your wife partake?
No, she does not.
Oh, wow. Okay. So were you smoking pot when you met her?
Yeah. I'd about, I guess about 15 years now, I have.
Oh. All right.
And a very productive stoner. What's that?
Did she ever try to get you to stop?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. Because it pays the bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you write for a magazine, do they send you different, I know it's different forms of pot, do they send you different forms of pot so you can try it and write about it?
No. No, I'm at a disadvantage being in the state I'm in. If I lived in somewhere like Colorado or Washington or California, there'd be a lot more to write about, that's for sure.
Yeah, have you considered moving to those places? I would think it wouldn't even matter. I mean, why is it such a big deal when they go in and make pot legal? People are going to still smoke it no matter what.
Yeah, the government's been fighting it now for over 75 years, and I guess they'll continue to do so, at least for a little while, but things are changing, and the momentum swung totally over to pro-legalization people, so it's just a matter of time before it's fully legal everywhere.
Now, in Colorado, that's where they made it legal, so can you smoke it out in public?
I don't believe so. I think most of the laws, like there's no public smoking, there's no possession for under 21. If you're over 21, you can have up to an ounce in your possession, and you can grow 6 plants.
Way.
Yeah, it's going to be like that for probably years to come, just the slow steps towards the ultimate goal.
Right. But dude that's going to be walking around and going, oh, man, I think I may have too much more than an ounce. It's still going to be the same exact thing. Who cares?
Right. It's just, it's the way things have to be done.
I've been at concerts when people are just smoking it out in the open and there's cops around. And the cops, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, most of them don't. But the U.S. attorneys and the DEA, they definitely give a shit, and their budgets are based on it.
Yeah.
So what happens with you? I got to ask this question because you've been in a lot of places. In your Wikipedia page, there's a lot of, like, the words highest rated or highly rated, but it's always followed by Well, then Kid Chris had to leave and go somewhere else. What happens if, you know, the gig in Cincinnati ends? You just go on to the next city or the internet or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned through the years you don't even trust anything on that thing. just from doing research on people that I want to talk to. That's just the business, man. And
yeah.
Right now, it's not even about all that. It's about saving money. So when they want to just blow up the radius, any of the stations I worked at in the past are gone.
Yeah.
And they're probably, I mean, most of them, the staffs are gone.
Wow.
So they're just there. I mean, like just automated or whatever. So it's more of a money thing. I don't know, but you know, this was happening before anybody even knew who I was moving around. So I mean, it's just par for the course. Just now, everybody notices that I move around a lot.
Yeah.
Because you know, whenever I go to a new station. I'm on the Stern Show talking about it or something. You know?
Yeah. Well, we definitely hope you continue success in Cincinnati.
It gets older when it gets real old when you're older. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like after a while. But what are you going to do? I mean, I knew going in. I've been moving since 1998. I've moved so many times, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It could always be worse. I mean, you have a lot of fans, and a lot of them follow you now wherever you go anyway, so...
Yeah, but what sucks is it used to be where I'd move into a city and some like chicks start listening, I could fuck them, but now I can't.
Yeah, we all get older.
Yeah, you don't get the bang of the stoner Jesus fans?
No groupies.
You know, that's one thing though. I see some. It's kind of like the. I don't want to lump you in with this group, but. Like there's this, it's like a photo gallery online of naked chicks at the Juggalo thing there.
Oh yeah.
They all get together and they see that the fucking show, whatever, like the gathering there.
Yeah. We're in Instant Town Posse.
It's mostly pigs, but there's some hot looking chicks that are naked on there. And I've seen those magazines that are like pot magazines with naked chicks, and sometimes there's some fucking hot head chicks.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely a ton of them. There's a ton of them on Twitter as well. There's been a few. We had one fan that really doesn't listen anymore. She comes, you know, in and out, but she sent us naked, like, masturbation videos to give away to people, the other listeners on the show, and she wrote, "I love Stoner Jesus" on her tits and tweeted a lot of those pictures out.
Oh, nice. Did your girl know about that or no?
Yeah. Yeah, she knows. There's people... I get marriage proposals on Twitter, and I get people who think I should die and go to hell and all that stuff. I get all kinds of shit now.
Yeah, that's the fun, you know, I wish I would get more pussy sent me on Twitter.
Well, I'll get on Twitter and tell my fans to direct all pussy pics to Kid Chris.
Yeah, stoner titties.
That's right.
Dude, that's cool. I'm glad that you had like, those gigs doing, you know, writing for the magazine and shit. That's pretty cool. You get writer's block and shit?
Not usually. I just, you know, there's always something to write about nowadays when it comes to weed, and
right.
I have a lot of opinions on it, so I just get on there and spout off.
Yeah, I would think that this past couple of weeks has been pretty easy to write about shit.
Yeah, there's no lack of news.
Yeah, I don't know anything that's going on with that stuff. all I know is, look, when I lived in Portland, shit, you probably would love it up there. I fucking hated that town.
That's because you weren't high.
Yeah, exactly. I think, it looked like I was walking in the 70s. Everybody looks like they're from the 70s. And they all they did was bitch about, like, they made up reasons so they could get that medical card so they could smoke pot.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why go through I know people who have never broken a bone or anything, and they get pot and they smoke it all day long. Why do you have to have the card?
Yeah. I says it's a shame that it has to be such a slow process, but it's going to be step by step like that.
Right, but, I mean, I would think that thing is just drop it where you can't get arrested for it. I mean, that's it. I don't care about ounces and, this or going to a certain place to buy it and this and that.
Yeah.
I would think that the important thing is that you don't get arrested. I don't, and this is, see, I'm the guy that needs to be vouching for this because it seems like just the stoners are out there screaming about it. but a guy like me who's never done it in my entire life, it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people like that. There's a lot of former cops and judges and people who say, you know, frankly, it's stupid to do, which I don't agree with, but
oh, really?
They have their opinions. Yeah, guys like Ron Paul, who will tell you that he thinks smoking marijuana is stupid, but he supports legalizing it.
Right.
So.
But to really dumb it down, it's no different than drinking. I mean, I'd rather have somebody who's, I mean, I've ridden with people who are high than
yeah.
driving. And I've also ridden in the car with people who are hammered, and that's
absolutely. Well, I'm glad you called in, Chris. It's been an honor. Hopefully you don't get pummeled too bad tomorrow.
No, I'll be good. And it's cool that we connected and made this thing happen. I never get nobody ever asked me to come on their podcast. So I come on these things because I could say fuck. Right?
Absolutely. You can say, fuck a donkey.
Yeah. That's cool. And someday, I did an internet show for 7 months, I think, whatever, and it was so fucking fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, until there's a way to support a family on it, man, I just can't. It's coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm working towards. Okay. This is what I want to do for, you know, my career, so I keep working at it. We're on gashouseradio.com, we're on stonerjesus.net and spreaker.com and all kinds of places.
All right, well, all that shit, I hope it does good, because, so I can get off the fucking radio.
Good thing about internet radio is you can just stay in one place and people will hear you everywhere.
No, I know, I'm doing internet radio now, if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and WBN.com, people can listen to you live 5 days a week, every morning.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, you know, eventually it's going to be to the point where I don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do it. I can
yeah.
do whatever.
Yeah, I like doing my show at between 10 and midnight. It's a good gig.
Yeah, I did nights in Wichita. That was so good. I love doing the nights.
Yeah, something about the morning is you just,
God,
it's just not the same.
No.
Thanks, Chris. It's been an honor, and good luck.
Yeah, hey, thanks. And hit me up whenever.
All righty. Will do. Thanks, man. All right. Night. All right. I think that went pretty fucking well. Hopefully, technically, it was all good. See, we have Molly Mayday, Soleil, Brian, Hi Guys, TRR, Glob710. All have joined us in the GasHouseRadio.com chat room. Everything seems like it went okay technically. Hopefully the audio was good and all that. Because I didn't check the chat room or nothing. I just talked to a cool dude for 20 minutes. Kid Chris. Fucking A. KidChris.com, of course. Like you said, the iHeartRadio app. You can hear him every morning. Hear him every morning on WBN.com. He's on iTunes at Kid Chris. Search Kid Chris. KidChris.com for like the SoundCloud version of the show. All that shit. And of course, if you're in the Cincinnati area, 102.7 on your FM dial is the Kid Chris Show.